7 after the hour now. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta Facinelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Michael Fortier answers your calls when you dial us at 800-510-8255. You can follow us on Facebook. Actually, haven't done a lot of nosing around Facebook today, Jennifer. What do we have?
You should, have because I think Rich has been in the mix. He's got a question up there about beer.
About beer?
Yeah.
What a shocker. Something new.
Well, yeah.
We had actually the poll yesterday. When was the last time you had a full-calorie American beer?
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about the number. I think there were, 12 or 14. Remember, Roberta, 12 or 14 different beers. So, no, there were 8. I remember now specifically.
Yeah, the Americans
beers
aren't drinking anymore.
That had gone
right?
away or just aren't popular anymore. So we asked this question. It may be the same one. When was the last time you had a full-calorie American beer?
A good old-fashioned beer. A whiskey.
Right. Yeah. 39% of you said you didn't like beer. I'm with you there. 20% of you said I prefer low-calorie beer or imports. 11% of you said sometime in the last month I had one of those. 13% said yesterday. 10% said over the weekend.
Right now.
7%. Right. That's right. 7% said they're drinking one right
up
now.
On,
here's to you.
Up on Facebook, we got a couple of funny responses. The question was more about, do you drink any of these beers that people aren't drinking anymore? And Thomas said that he loves Coors Light. And he said, but who am I kidding? I'll drink shoe polish if it gets me drunk.
Ah, perfect.
Jane says, Bud Light is popular here in Louisiana. I'm not a beer drinker, but on a hot day, a cold beer is refreshing. Corona Light is her favorite.
Yeah.
And then Coors Light, Joe Nelson said, is a normal drink in his house. He loves it.
Coors Light is the normal drink.
Yep.
All right. Poll today at DougSteffen.com. Have you ever attended a seance? This is prompted by the invitation that Shar Margolis has made for people to come to New York. They're having a Marilyn Monroe celebrity seance at an ice cream parlor that was once frequented by Marilyn. So Shar, who's the person who revealed that Kelly Ripa was pregnant before she told anybody she was, bring us around to asking this question. Have you, and this would be a good Facebook question, interchange and exchange. Yeah. Have you ever attended a seance? A, yes, and we made contact. B, yes, but nothing happened. C, no, but I've always wanted to. Or D, no, and I don't think that's something that people ought to fool around with.
Does that I Love Lucy episode count as going to a seance?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
Because that's the one I went to.
So let us know what you think. Now, in the league with that question and the whole business about sensitivity, seances, that sort of thing, we're joined by our frequent visitor, Michael McMaster, who is a sensitive fellow. I think what happens oftentimes, Michael, people when they are proclaimed or deemed sensitive, what does that mean to be sensitive? There are all kinds of things that, you and Uri Geller have spoken together here on this program. A lot of people think he's very sensitive. We actually all are. If we learn how to, or if we engage our minds or somehow or other grow that muscle, we could be more sensitive. But then there are people, just because they do this sort of thing, you're put into the same kettle of fish as Shar is. And you aren't really, but I guess you are. I mean, I don't know really. Sounds a little confused. But you help people understand what's going on in their lives by understanding who they are, what's going on with them in a way that's not considered, quote unquote, normal.
Yeah, that's true. I guess you could say not normal. That's a good way of saying it.
But most of us are not normal in some way or another, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. But, yeah, sensitivity, some people view that as being sensitive emotionally, and then there's sensitive people that are like me that have the ability to pick up on what's going on around somebody or what might be going on inside of somebody. And so we pick up those kind of things with people, you know, but everybody has that ability to be able to do that. And some people can pick up people who have died, you know, can sense them.
Right.
In the same way that I'm sure there are people who are listening to the show who have sense people in their family who have come to visit them after they've passed over as well.
Well, it does that really happen, and have you connected that way with anybody for anybody?
Yes, I have actually. I've done it quite a few times, and it's actually quite astounding because it makes you realize that, you know, when you do, you leave your body and you go into another dimension, but the other dimension is right here where you are. The only difference is that our eyes and our mind are not attuned to that dimension for most people, so most people can't sense it, that your loved ones and your animals and everything are actually right there with you. They actually haven't gone anywhere.
Say that again?
They actually haven't gone anywhere. They're right there with you.
Well, so where is there?
There's like a non... Okay, we live in a physical universe, so we see everything physical.
Right.
But in the way that you cannot see the wind or the air, there is a dimension that exists within this dimension where when you leave your body, that's where you are.
So is this their energy or their whole soul?
Well, I call it... See, there's something that's confusing here because there's the spirit and there's the soul. The spirit is the thing that's listening to me. Like, Jennifer, when you're listening to me, that's your spirit. The soul actually records everything that happens to you in your lifetime. It's the memory of everything that happens to you. So there are two aspects there. So you join the two of them together, so you could say it's one thing, the spirit. So the person that's listening to me now, you, when you leave your body, you die, you go to that dimension. But many people have had the experience of having their loved ones come to them either in a dream or actually appearing to them, basically for one reason, to let them know that they're okay.
Mm-hmm. I have these fellows that bought my father's old house, live across the street from me, called me. One of them called me the other day and wanted me to come over to the house because they have coming to the house this weekend or next weekend a fellow who's an expert in ghosts. They
right.
firmly believe that my old house, the house I grew up in, is haunted, and they think it's haunted by my father. And it doesn't surprise me. The first week they were there, one of the fellows called me up and said that they had a guest. A lady was sleeping in the guest room in this house. Now, remember, this is the house I grew up in, lived in it for...
Your father gooched her?
He was supposedly in bed with her.
No.
She thought my
She's
father...
She's on the old block, aren't you, Dougie?
Well, whatever.
Oh, my God.
However this occurred, she didn't know it was my father. She told these guys that she felt the presence of an older man, and she described him for them. And he was walking around the bedroom and got into bed with her, so she said. So this guy calls me up and says, what'd your father look like? And I described him, and, wow, he's... This house is haunted. He's here. And I don't know whether the house is haunted or not, but I can really imagine my father's spirit being in that house. I get it.
Does that make you want to spend more time there?
Places that we've been before, you know, old houses usually, if somebody's lived in a house for a long time and it's an older house, they usually stay around there when they die.
For how long?
I'm sure if you were to take a poll, you know, maybe not today, but next week, on how many people have had an experience of a loved one visiting them or something like this, you'll be astonished at how many people say yes. They just don't talk about it, you know, in the general public with their friends because they're afraid what people will say.
Right. They'll think you're crazy.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I don't mind telling these stories because people think I'm crazy anyway. It doesn't make any difference. I don't care what you think. I know what I feel and what I sense. And you know me well enough, if I tell you, Michael, that right. my father's around, you'd believe it. You'd think I was
absolutely.
Serious. Yeah. I can absolutely picture my father at that house because I believe that we do. I mean, I don't know that I was as specific about it as you were, sticking around where you've been for a while, because when he first passed, I was told that he, after a short while, left. Now,
and moved
can
on.
You leave and come back again? Would that be likely
yeah.
for a spirit to leave? And, you know, this is what's so
okay, and I have to ask another question. Do
yeah,
you get to
ahead.
Pick where you hang out for eternity? Because, I mean, you let's say you die in a hospital, but your heart was always with your home. Do you
right.
Can your energy be in that home, or is it going to be in that hospital?
It can be wherever you want it to be.
But how do you predicate? Roberta, you're being
yes.
pretty quiet. You've had, I know you have some strong feelings about this sort of thing, especially with your father, I think.
Oh, my goodness. The month before my mother died, my father was all over the place. He scared the willies out of the cat at our home in Long Island. He did. The cat went crazy. People saw him walking around in Manhattan. Even the plumber said, "Hey, who's the old guy with the white hair?"
I was the plumber said that.
The plumber.
Wow.
I'm sorry, not the plumber. The electrician. Yeah. I said, oh, my goodness. Okay, that's Dad. He also showed up. He woke me up one night in the bedroom in Manhattan, and he was standing there in the door. And I said, Dad, you're in the wrong place. Mom's out on Long Island.
That's so weird. Now, yeah. Why do we have to be old? Why does our spirit have to be old? Why can't we go back to how we were in our youth?
Maybe it's just that that's how I remember him, you know, at the end, perhaps, and that's how he showed himself to me.
Michael, that's a great question.
It's a good question, though.
Yeah.
When we die, our consciousness has the image of how we looked at that particular age. So when we actually pass over, that's how we look. That's how we remember ourselves. And so we look that way. But the amazing thing is that over time we can learn to become any age that we want because we're just basically a thought form at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why we look the age that we were, you know, when we died, is because that's how we believe we look. Then we can change it later on.
Isn't that amazing? How do you know that, by the way? How do you get that? How do you get this information? How have you learned?
I have the ability to be able to communicate with people who have died, and so I'm able to get that information from them. I mean, I've done this for a long time, and so I've learned from them basically what happened. But it's not that unusual, believe me. I mean, we do it here anyway. We change the way we look all the time. And the same thing over
Roberta is an expert at that. She has a very close friend who's a plastic surgeon.
Well, I was just thinking, if when we die, if we're a homely guy, can we thank George Clooney, George Clooney, George Clooney on our
behalf? There you go.
All right, let me give you a real-life example, and some people might like this, might not. I've had clients who, say women, who might marry older men, and the very interesting thing is that they start to become older and look older by the fact that they're with somebody that's older.
Yeah. Oh, yes. The guys don't look younger. They start to look older.
That's why I only date 18-year-olds.
We think ourselves into being older. Same thing.
Yeah. All right. Which I'm trying now as I think about the CDs that you have. You have a raft of CDs that are available at michael-mcmaster.com. What one might help us understand what we're talking about here, the connection with
life,
the so-called
life, death, and beyond.
Life, death, and beyond.
What we're doing here and where we're going.
All right. Life, death, and beyond. That'd be something. You'd be fascinated with that, Roberta.
Oh,
life,
yeah.
Death, and beyond. One of the CDs you can get. Go to michael-mcmaster.com, or you can go to dougstefan.com. Just click on Michael's picture, and you'll get there, and you can do Life, Death, and Beyond. Michael, thank you as usual. Well, 19 after on Good Day.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching! Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Did you hear the story about this lady who worked in Charger? Is it called Charger Stadium where the San Diego Chargers play?
It's a phone company. I want to say Qualcomm.
Qualcomm, okay,
yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. One of the servers dropped all of her money, about $1,000 flew out of her hands, and the fans, instead of grabbing the money, they collected the money and gave it back to her.
That's sweet.
Isn't that good? Very cool.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins. toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on. Concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
We are collectively doing a better job, not a great job, but a better job at conserving. So why, you keep asking yourself, is the price of gas so high? Duh! We have so much oil off the coast of this country and up in Alaska and in the upper Midwest where I was, like in Casper and north of there and in Illinois and in Nebraska. Come on with this. Let's get our own oil and tell the Arabs to go screw.
This organic fuel is great. Why haven't I heard about it before?
It's a conspiracy, man. The oil companies got a grip on the government. They're feeding us a bunch of lies, man.
Had a special request from a listener who is Jewish, Roberta.
Okay.
And he says this song makes him want to be a Christian.
Oh, really?
That's a great, great song. The Edwin Hawkins Singers, a snippet of Oh, Happy Day. Michael, crank this puppy up, will you please? Happy Day. A timeless classic. I was talking, the reason I have this in my mind is because I was talking to a fellow at the National Association of Broadcasters convention where I was the last couple of days in Chicago, about the music that he plays and how irrelevant he thinks most of today's music is. And he's trying to put together a station that plays all of... Matter of fact, he explained the idea to me, which is pretty fascinating. He's taking music from all eras and editing it because the listening, the way people listen now, especially younger people on their iPods or whatever it is they're listening to, they don't listen to the whole song anymore.
No, we just want the hook.
That's all they want is the hook.
Yeah.
So he edits these songs together, the pop hits or the hits from whatever era, country, whatever it is. And he's got a whole format, and he's patented the format. So that what he's playing on the radio is what people are basically listening to on their iPads. And one of the things that people love are these inspirational songs, like the Edwin Hawkins Singers there and Oh Happy Day. And when you really get right down to it, this is one of the, you don't have to really, Aretha Franklin has a version of this. Didn't they use this version, though, in The Secretariat, the movie The Secretariat? Don't I remember hearing this
in The Secretariat? No, I never saw it.
Yeah, I think it's there. Michael, why don't you play a little bit more of it? There's been a number of movies that it's been played in.
Got a B.B. Winans version.
A B.B. who?
Winans.
Who's B.B. Winans?
Singer.
Really? I don't know. We'll play it for a second. See if it's any good. Don't you just love this?
I like that even better, yeah.
I think it's, yeah. I mean, I don't mean this version necessarily. This is good, though. This is a song described by one of my listeners. He says, this gives me peace of mind in these troubled times that we're living through. And doesn't it? Doesn't this allow you to escape from wherever you are, a song like this? It is. How do you not escape when you're listening to this? And that, I was thinking about this. I told a story a moment ago, if you didn't hear me. This is a really great story from San Diego. They were playing the 49ers a week or so ago down in the Qualcomm Stadium. A server named Heather Allison tripped on a stair, and the money she'd taken in, about $1,000, flew out of her hands and landed all over the arena. And instead of doing what you might have seen, remember Ocean's 11, where everybody grabbed for the money? All the fans picked up the money, and they gave it back to her. Apparently, she's very well known. She's the mother of four, full-time student, and this is her job.
Awesome. Good for them. So that makes not you only, feel good about humanity, doesn't
not
it?
Not only did she get back all of her $1,000, but she got $170 in tips
wow.
from people who were just trying to help her because they weren't sure she would get all the money back anyway. So kudos to the Chargers fans. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Yahoo, Microsoft, and AOL are teaming up to give Google a run for its advertising dollars. The three companies are banding together to sell ads on each other's sites to better compete with Google's AdWords dominance. The alliance could help even the playing field, or just get scrutinized for being anti-competitive. In other news, Microsoft previewed its Xbox TV platform, expected to launch this holiday season. The plan will put streaming video content, including live television, into the hands of every internet-connected Xbox owner. Microsoft is working with hundreds of content suppliers to make the Xbox a formidable set-top box. And finally, PayPal showed off its new point-of-sale technology that will let online users spend in the real world. The system will work with retailers' existing equipment, but gives consumers more payment options, including using their mobile phones. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
What?
You won't find a better value on an oil change deal than at Advance Auto Parts. Case in point, right now at Advance, a 5-plus quarts jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and filter are just $11.99 after mail-in rebates. That's our lowest price of the year on a Pennzoil oil change special. Again, just $11.99. I think I've made my case. Get a better value at Advance Auto Parts. One more way, service is...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave... Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 7-9-0-0-9. That's 877-457-9-0-0-9. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Again in the saddle, as it were. Doug and Rich and Jennifer and Roberta here on the good day, better day, best day.
You're on your
Some
best
people
day.
Think that Friday is the best day of the week. What are you drinking, Roberta? Roberta goes,
coffee.
You're having a little coffee.
My coffee.
Coffee.
God loves us.
Yeah, Jennifer, you like coffee too, right?
I do. I just had two cups this morning.
Two cups?
Wow.
Contemplating a third because I've had 2 hours of sleep, so, you know.
You're a tea drinker, Doug, right?
I had some really good tea this week. Had, actually, yesterday I was in a little restaurant in the, the Hard Rock Hotel in Chicago. It was a little side restaurant. And it almost, you felt like you were in an Asian restaurant for some reason or another. I don't know why. It wasn't necessarily Asian food, but the three of us were having a meeting in this little booth.
Duh, a tea place, right?
Yeah, it was a tea place. And we had, have you been there? You know the one I'm talking about.
No, but it's an Asian theme usually.
Yeah. So we had these various teas, and I was very impressed. The two people I was with, folks I've known for a long, long time, and they were really smart when it came to tea. So I told them I usually had green tea, and they said, oh, you got to try this honey something or other tea. Mm-hmm. And it was really quite good.
Hmm. Okay, I told you what my passion was this summer, right? And I'm so bummed because I think it's going to go away. It probably already has. But the coffee bean and tea leaf has this Japanese cherry tea.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
sounds good.
Green
good
tea, little cherry. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's but that's fun. Okay, because it makes me feel better. If it goes away because summer's over, they're bringing pumpkin out. So
please don't.
Okay.
Let's not talk
Ooh,
about summer over.
Anything with pumpkin all
I shut
all
the
over.
Pool off the other night, and it really
By the way,
me up.
Yes. Doug has pumpkin ice cream in his store.
Yes, I do.
Really?
Yep.
And I really, it took a
Now, did you
a lot
have some
back.
Ice cream? Did Mary
no,
give you some taste?
No, and she offered me some, like, yeah. three times, and yeah. I should have had it. You know what? I regretted it, especially because I went to the airport, and I started to get hungry on the plane. I thought, I should have had that ice cream.
Had that ice cream. Jennifer, for those of you who didn't hear the story, I was in my store at the farm yesterday. I've asked her to come check things out because I want to sell wine with the cheese. And you saw what they're doing, where they're going to have the cheese room down on the other side of where the store is. And she went around to see just kind of what it looked like, where it all. And you didn't think it was. Or it's funny, people go in there and they don't think when they hear of this little store on the farm. And they have an image, and then they go to the store, and they have a different idea.
You call it a little store, but it is quite large. I mean, you've got all kinds of really cool local products in there. I love shopping around, and I even told Mary, gosh, if I had more room in my suitcase, I'd take some of the stuff home.
You know, the pictures don't make it look as big as it sounds, though.
No.
It looks small from the outside, but man, when you get in there, there's tons of room. And what's fun about this whole wine thing is I was visualizing all the different places where you could do little wine tastes. And you, I mean, just you have so much potential there. I love it.
Well,
love it.
Let's hope we can turn it into something that's cool. Thank you for your help. The 2020 reflection, I feel every time I do a 2020 quiz, I have to come up with something different. It's the news quiz. It's TV quiz. This is a historical reflection quiz. All right, you ready?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Got 3-4 minutes to figure this out.
Okay.
On this date in 1908, a gentleman named William Durant founded a company that has, to this date, impacted most of us here in our country and, for the most part, people all around the world.
Can you give me a date one more time?
What was the company? It was September the 16th. 1908.
Okay.
Who was William Durant, and what did he do on this day that has basically impacted most of us in this country and around the world in one way or another?
You realize I have to cheat, right? Just like Roberta just did.
Yeah.
That's what the R wants.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've asked the question. I didn't put any parameters on how you find the information. I just think it's a fascinating story, actually. 800-510-8255. I worked in one of their plants
as a
kid. All right? Oh, quiet. 800-510-8255.
I was born near you.
Thank God that doesn't help.
Born near me.
He was born in Boston.
I thought he was born in Hudson, Mass.
Boston.
Boston, really?
At least his wiki page.
Yeah, I think I believe it's Hudson, but people would call that Boston because they don't know where Hudson is. Hmm. At any rate, his family still runs a... Well, if I tell you, then kind of gives it away. 800-510-8255. Who is this guy? What did he do on this day in 1908 that has had ramifications for most everybody from that point to this, not only in our country, but around the world? 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, there's a controversy involving Dr. Oz. The controversy has to do with his comments about arsenic in apple juice.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard this story?
I have.
Yeah, that concern.
I've heard about it.
Yeah, the apple juice that's fed to babies. I remember when Brendan was a kid, he used to say to his mother, apple juice in a bot? He was about two. He loved apple juice in his bottle. So Dr. Oz, anyway, says that you better look out for the apple juice because it has arsenic in it. No matter what the FDA says, no matter what the manufacturers say, this is dangerous stuff. Now, the FDA is all over him. I was just reading a post from Juicy Juice. Makes a lot of apple juice.
Mm-hmm.
Matcha set.
Yeah.
A lot of apple juice.
Yep.
What is that? What's the slogan? The finest apple matcha. There's some jingle. Let's see if we can find it.
Sure, I'll get right on that.
Yeah, there is. There's a matcha apple juice jingle. Yes, there is.
I'm sure you're right.
Oh, here it is. The finest apples in apple land make matcha apple juice just grand.
And we almost moved along.
Well, but you got the essence.
All right, so now move along.
So now Dr. Oz says that we better not be drinking this stuff, especially don't give it to babies. Older people get an immune system. You can flush it out or filter it out, but you can't as a baby. And it may cause problems with the liver later in life, all that sort of stuff, kidneys. So now there's, including his roommate in medical school, Dr. Richard Besser, say he's full of baloney. Lambasted him yesterday on Good Morning America. He says, Besser says, it's an extremely irresponsible remark. It's like yelling fire in a movie theater. And I've noticed the ladies in The View were talking about this as well. Arsenic is naturally present in most every liquid that comes out of the ground. Water, well, what other liquids come out of the ground? It's also in the food. Many of the foods we eat there's an organic, it is a natural element. Arsenic is something that you naturally find in the ground. So it does get into the food. It does get into
our... It's also, it's in apple seeds.
Yes, that's why I give, when I eat my apple every day, I give Charlotte the rest of the apple. I save it and she eats around until she gets to the core, and then I don't let her eat the core because there's the arsenic in the seeds, as you've suggested, is not good for her. They're not really good for us either. You ought not to be eating those seeds. at least if we are to believe what we're told about the arsenic. But organic arsenic passes through your body and is harmless. Inorganic arsenic, which is what you find in pesticides, is toxic. It could cause cancer. There are a lot of farmers who used to spray around a lot of arsenic, and they've gotten very sick. I know some of the stories about farmers around here who've used them. And you can, but the apples often are sprayed with this stuff to keep the worms and the other stuff from being a problem. So apparently, Oz got a hold of this, did some testing, and says that it's not good. Nestle's has attacked him. Pretty much everybody that...
I just did a search on this.
Yeah.
Every headline is basically attacking him.
Right.
There's,
yep.
Out of the 50 headlines that I just saw,
yep.
Nobody's going, Dr. Oz is right.
Yeah, right.
You know what I was
Except
thinking this
me.
Morning?
I tend to agree with what I know about it anyway. I tend to agree that it may be, you got to know what the difference is between organic and inorganic and, you know, what they're allowing to be in the apple juice. Anyway, Roberta, you started to say.
What I was saying, what I was thinking this morning is how much of this is real? Because what a marvelous way to get your name back into the news.
What, apple right. juice
generate
or Dr. Oz?
A lot of publicity for
Dr.
yourself.
Oz. Apple juice
right.
wouldn't
and,
do this. Oz would.
And
yeah, and he
Dr.
just took
Oz
over for Oprah this week, by the way. We do know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm just
well,
wondering how much of this
slot.
Is really mm-hmm. is really a publicity stunt. Because there's an old saying in PR, there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Right.
Because eventually people forget what the publicity was all about and just remember that your name was in the news.
Yep.
So I was kind of wondering about this.
And admittedly, arsenic isn't all this stuff. So you just you have to figure out what level it's going to hurt you. I mean, is it going to hurt you in apple juice?
Let's drink to that. I'll have a glass of arsenic, please.
Yeah.
So it's interesting how many people. Let's talk to Dr. Ken about arsenic in a moment. See, I'm sure he's done some research because he tries to stay up with all of this stuff. Why are you laughing?
Apparently Nestle's looked into this a little bit more.
Yeah.
And the method that shows the lab was used intended for testing water, not fruit juice.
Yep.
Therefore, the results would be unreliable at best.
So they say. 800-510-8255 has been dialed up by people who think they know what happened on this date in 1908 and what company is involved. John, how are you doing?
Fine, sir. How are you doing?
Well, thanks. How about this man and his mission? What did the man do?
I believe he was involved in starting DuPont.
He was not. The DuPont family was involved in founding DuPont.
It's a good guess, though.
It's not a bad guess. No, it's a good guess. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Chad is in Williamsport. Hi, Chad.
How you doing?
Well, what's the answer?
He started Chevrolet Motor Company.
You are on the right path. You just haven't gotten quite as close to the top of the tree as you might have. Let's try CJ out in Oregon. Hi, CJ.
Hi, how are you?
Well, what's the answer? What did
the
this...
answer, very simply, it took Buick and it grew it into General Motors.
Buick was the first division of General Motors founded by Durant. Then Cadillac came along, Oldsmobile. Interestingly enough, I believe Chevrolet was the last.
I thought it was earlier than that.
You think it was?
Mm-hmm.
Chevy was more in the blend before?
Let me look here.
I think it's Buick, Cadillac, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, Chevrolet. But I wouldn't swear to it because they're all separate companies that put them all together.
Yeah, Buick was first.
Yeah. Well, that's because this guy started building Buicks.
Right.
Yeah. And he is, as I said, from Hudson. And today there is his family still lives in Hudson, Massachusetts. And they have a General Motors dealership, interestingly enough.
Looks like Cadillac was in 1908, Chevrolet was in 1910.
And when did Oldsmobile and Pontiac come in?
Pontiac wasn't until much later.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, well, you taught us something there, Richie. And so did you, CJ. So you get a Doug Steffen Prize. Thank you very much. Very cool. Dr. Ken Kronhaus will talk about the arsenic problem, if it is a problem, and other items of interest. Our daily dose of important medical information up next here on Good Day.
Hey, guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com. To find out more.
All right, we'll talk about this arsenic thing in a moment, plus interesting news on testosterone. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, brought to you by the folks who have discovered and marketed this marvelous face cream called Tautinol. Tautinol is the perfect cream for men and women because of its ingredients, Ken.
I notice how happier people are when their face looks better.
Right.
Why not use this product that's been developed by a plastic surgeon, tried and true, safe and effective in studies, avoid the needles, the cutting, and all of these horribly ineffective and potentially dangerous products?
Yep. Tautinol is something that will change your skin. The face creams that Ken's talking about, some of them are good nutritionally, but they don't. There's the moisturizing part of this that's so important. So get tough on the wrinkles and be gentle on your skin. Developed by a doctor, as Ken has suggested, all the ingredients tested and approved, non-invasive ingredients, Tautinol guaranteed to strengthen and repair your skin. It's the barrier for the ukabunga stuff, if you know what I mean. And that's not technical, but it is. Here's what you do. If you feel like you're getting older and you don't want to look older, try Tautinol risk-free for 60 days. Dial 800-291-2584. Tautinol available without a prescription. 60 days risk-free. Call 800-291-2584. You will thank Dr. Ken when you've tried it, used it, and feel that what he said, hey, that makes sense. What Dr. Ken said is right. 800-291-2584 for Tautinol. Okay, first of all, the controversy, Dr. Oz and his comments about arsenic. What do you feel or sense about that, Ken?
Well, you know, I think Dr. Oz, unfortunately, didn't do his homework on this one. They're trying to promote the new season, and they thought they had a big one to promote to get it going. And Dr. Oz seems to be backtracking a bit. He didn't quite understand the difference between organic and inorganic. And I think that's the issue here. And he had a total content of arsenic in apples and went a little too quickly and now is backtracking, realized that a lot of the content was organic, which in the past has not been shown to be toxic. And he's even, in fact, saying he would give apple juice this morning to his four children.
Really? Isn't that funny how that all happened? It really is. It's kind of
amazing. I'm sure he had a nice lawsuit looking at him.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, all right, up next, we've been talking a lot about testosterone on this program, and you found something pretty interesting about what happens to fathers.
Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, this is how humans are different from all other animals. Doug, testosterone levels, they tend to drop when men become fathers, and they are lowest for the most devoted dads. I'd like to test mine. Fatherhood actually suppresses levels of the male sex hormone. Unlike most other mammals, Doug, human males are biologically hardwired for parenthood.
Wow. Testosterone drops when you become a father. That's why you need that product, the ageless male we were talking about. All right, let's go back to apples for a minute. Because there's some good news about what it helps to reduce.
Great news. Stroke Journal of the American Heart Association, Doug, eating lots of white flesh fruits such as apples and pears may significantly reduce the risk of stroke.
All right, so I'll never have one. I have an apple in, every day and a pear pretty often. What about peaches and stuff like that?
Well, they're not as effective for stroke, but they're still wonderful.
Very good. So eat white, what'd you call it? How'd you refer to white flesh fruit?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's good to say. Everybody say that fast. White fleshed fruit.
White fleshed
white
fruit.
Fleshed
white
fruit.
Fleshed
eat
fruit.
A lot of it.
White
Dr.
Fleshed
Ken Kronhaus on Good Day.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold is outperform paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Nothing but the blues.
Mm-hmm. Our second focus of three today on the birthday of B.B. King, who is 86 today. This is How Blue Can You Get from the Louisiana Gator Boys with B.B. King. It comes from the Blues Brothers 2000 movie. We, I think, have all agreed that the music was great in this movie, Chucker. But the rest of it was from hunger. Is that about right?
Is that right? That film was a decent sequel. You know, not the original, but it was okay.
No, it was all right. Yeah, the music was very good. All right.
Yeah, speaking of sequels, considering that movie saw Dan Aykroyd, he keeps talking about the Ghostbusters 3 going into production sometime next year. From what I hear, they might re-release the original Ghostbusters in about 1,000 theaters this October.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Engage interest.
Time
in
for
the third and
Halloween.
The problem with Ghostbusters 3 is it seems that Bill Murray is just really hesitant about doing it, which I don't really understand. Bill Murray's a sort of a weird personality.
Yeah, he does weird. He picks roles and stuff.
And has he been working lately anyway? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
He does a lot of what they call off-house films.
Yeah.
Sort of low-brow
stuff that he wants to do, so he says. He doesn't like the producers of most of the Hollywood stuff, and most of them don't like him.
Yeah. So they say he's impossible to deal with.
Yeah, very difficult guy.
But if you think if the original cast wants to do it, and you know there's a fan base that would like to see it, he should just do it.
Yeah, what's Harold Ramis doing right now?
Yeah. Right,
he's available. Yeah. Rick Moranis though, he doesn't work much because of the.
Yeah, but I believe he'll come back to do this though.
He made so much money on those Honey I Shrunk the whatever, that he's just retired.
Yeah,
he retired.
Good for him. 55 past the hour. Chuck is the movie man. We have movie music. Then we have a movie in the movie moments. We've got a movie quiz, and then we'll have some movie news with a review or preview, if you will, of the movies coming out this weekend. Let's first start with one clip. This is all you need to identify this movie. Listen up.
All right.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh.
That's
I'm
right.
Here to amuse you. How the am I funny? What the is so funny about me? Tell me. Tell me what's funny.
I might have
Good
ended
morning.
That a little bit before you
yeah,
that.
Actually, that was the conversation I had with Doug when I first met him.
Good for you, Chucker. That was like 19 years ago, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Something close to that, anyway.
Well, yeah, when I met you, yes.
Yeah, it was like 91, wasn't it? 1991, 92, somewhere in there.
Yeah, I remember right back in the theater.
Yeah.
It was about 19 years ago.
All right, so Chucker, by the way, because of his expertise, has a great blog. If you go to DougStephan.com, click on Chuck's picture, you'll go to Entertainment Today and Beyond, which offers you up his opinions of the DVDs, the videos, the stuff that's around today, whether it's new releases or old releases. He's got a very interesting twist on that, and that's why he's here. All right, so what's the name of that movie? We'll play the clip. Let's just edit before we get to the you-know-whats, Richie.
Yeah.
800-510-8255. You win the prize if you've never won before on Movie Moments and can identify the movie from which this comes.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh. I'm here to f*** you.
All right, that's enough.
Yeah.
800, you get it from that.
Yeah.
800, you got it, actually, the first sentence, and you ought to get it. You get it or you don't from the first sentence. 800-510-8255. All right, Chuck, what do we have to look forward to that's new at the box office this weekend?
I don't know if it's the word looking forward to is the right term. As you know, September usually is a dumping ground as far as movies are concerned. Mm. There's a few hits here and there, but most movies really struggle to make any money. Disney re-releases The Lion King, this time in 3D. There's a remake of Sam Peckinpah's Straw Dog, the original star, Dustin Hoffman. This remake's directed by former film critic Rod Laurie, who did The Last Castle with Robert Redford, a movie that I like. I don't think it will make much money.
Last Castle was that movie where he was in the prison, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Redford went in he went in impersonating a prisoner to find out, wasn't Gandolfini the bad guy?
He was a military officer that broke a command, and he went into military prison.
Right, and then Gandolfini was the real bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He takes him out with a missile.
Yeah,
I don't know how she does it with Sarah Jessica Parker, who really doesn't need to work another day in her life after all that Sex in the City.
And I please wish she'd stop.
And then there's the movie Drive with Ryan Gosling, which is more of a art house film expanded to about 2,000 screens. It was a critical darling on the film festival, but
that's
I don't think
cool.
It's going to make much money.
What is it about?
It's sort of a revenge thriller, but it's very, from what I hear, very deliberately paced. It's not really like a mainstream
Hollywood. Richie, look at all these calls from Texas.
I know.
All right.
Texas is taking over.
Something,
hey,
doesn't it?
Terry, what's the name of this movie?
Lethal Weapon 3.
Thank you. That was for the yuck effect, I think. All right, Brian, I'm going to take you because you're from New Mexico. What's the name of the movie?
Goodfellas.
Goodfellas, number one movie.